Every week, you may have forgotten how well. Why not subscribe to Time? It makes everything more interesting, including you.
Change your pace. Escape into a new world. A magic paradise where everything has been planned and designed to take you a weekend away from care. You will feel so welcome and luxurious on your weekend away at the Radisson Denver. Just imagine staying at the Radisson Denver in a beautifully appointed room where all your wishes are fulfilled. You'll really live it up. Just take your choice of the weekend away plans at the Radisson. Select from three live it up plans. For example, plan number one includes one night and 2 days for only $37 per couple or $25 single. In addition to the beautiful guest room with private balcony, the price includes welcoming cocktails, dinner in the flame room, continental breakfast, and Playboy Club cash privileges. It costs very little to feel like royalty on your own weekend away at the Radisson Denver, home of the Denver Playboy Club. For more details, write or call the Radisson, 1790 Grand Street, downtown Denver, or call Katie, and we'll send you an information brochure. Stay and play a weekend away at the Radisson, Denver.
Bob Coleman, Katie News, brought to you by Security Bank. Final arguments are expected today in the first-degree murder trial of 29-year-old Joseph Mike Jaramillo of Riverton. And the case is expected to go to the jury in Natrona County District Court in Casper sometime today. Jaramillo is charged in the shooting death last June of Charles Holloway, a retired Casper oil executive. Jaramillo took the stand in his own defense yesterday after the defense had called three other witnesses. In an emotional testimony, Jaramillo denied that he shot Holloway. He said he was in the backyard behind the house when he heard, quote, three pops. He said he was outside admiring the mountains. He added that Holloway had asked him to turn off the sprinkler in the backyard and that he was doing so when he heard, quote, three pops. He said he returned to the house and discovered Holloway's body. He said he then ran into a field behind the house where he heard sirens. He was apprehended by the police. Jaramillo also disputed prosecution testimony that was given earlier in the four-day-old trial by 25-year-old Wayne DeLorme of Arapahoe. DeLorme said that he had stepped out of the house after an argument between Holloway and Jaramillo, and DeLorme said he heard gunshots while he was outside. Jaramillo testified that he'd come to Casper to borrow money from Holloway after he met DeLorme in a bar in Riverton. The State Department of Administration and Fiscal Control will sponsor an orientation seminar in Riverton tomorrow for newly elected city and county officials. Representatives from Bighorn, Fremont, Hot Springs, Park, and Washakie counties have been invited to attend. A similar program was held in Cheyenne last month. Other programs will be held later in Casper, Powell, Rock Springs, and Sheridan. Attempts to increase funds for mined land reclamation and reduced funds provided to the University of Wyoming Alumni Association were turned back in the state Senate yesterday as debate on new bills came to an end for this session. Senator Harry Limbach of Casper proposed chopping $88,000 from the university budget. It would have gone to the Alumni Association. Proponents of the now-dead Casper College bill had charged the Alumni Association had lobbied hard against the measure, yet they were receiving tax funds. Jones said the state appropriation made up 60% of the association budget, and it had been in the budget since he started working with them in 1969. Senator John Osterlin of Gillette supported the Alumni Fund. He said the organization's prime objective was to obtain gifts for the university through personal contacts and publications. Senator L.V. Stafford of Buffalo said it might be illegal to appropriate funds for what he said was a private organization, and he said they should be supported by dues or by contributions.
The handy bank for busy people, the Security Bank. Helping people with good service, the Security Bank. We do more for you to help you come through. Wherever you're going, we're right on the way.
Comparison shopping is one way to be wise with money. Having a checking account is another. We at the Handy Bank would like you to be doubly wise and compare your present checking service with ours. We invite you to compare, meet our staff, ask questions, and look around. Then, join hands with the Handy Bank. Security Bank, downtown Casper.
The Handy Bank for busy people, the Security Bank. The Handy Bank for busy people, the Security Bank. Handy bank for busy.
A former Riverton High School principal, Elvin Schiff, is missing and presumed drowned in the Pacific Ocean near Bodega Bay, California. The Coast Guard said Ship and a companion were aboard a fishing boat that capsized on the 18th of February. The boat has been found, but no body so far. The Coast Guard said the fishing boat apparently was caught in the tide and capsized. Ship was a principal at Riverton High School from 1948 through 1958. The bodies of four North Dakota residents have been removed from the snow-covered wreckage of that light plane that was found on a snowy Wyoming hillside. The bodies in the plane were discovered about 35 miles south of Rawlins. Killed were Mr. and Mrs. Tony Rosie of Berthoud, North Dakota, and Mr. and Mrs. Dale Heberberg of Minot, North Dakota. The once-postponed preliminary hearing for a man charged with first-degree murder in Lander is scheduled to be held today. Charged is 80-year-old William Glassman of Hudson. He's accused of killing 54-year-old Alden Beebe, a Fremont County rancher. A coroner's jury in Casper yesterday absolved Robert Melvin of any blame in the February 10th traffic death of Mrs. Betty J. Weakland. The jury ruled she died from injuries suffered when she was hit by a car as she was walking on Highway 220. Highway Patrolman Harry Smith testified he passed a person, apparently Mrs. Weakland, walking outside the westbound lane of traffic. He said minutes later a motorist stopped where his patrol car was parked to tell him that he had almost struck a woman who was walking on the road. Smith said the fatal accident occurred within a minute of that motorist's report. Melvin was traveling 50 miles an hour. He didn't see Mrs. Weakland until an instant before she was struck. Highway patrolman said skid marks indicated Melvin was well within the speed limit. No citations were issued.
K-A-T-I weather.
It'll be mostly fair today, tonight, and tomorrow. Warmer today and tonight with no big change in temperature tomorrow. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 25 miles an hour. High today, 35 to 40. Low tonight, 15 to 20. And the high tomorrow, 35 to 40. Precipitation probability less than 5% through tomorrow. Yesterday's high, 31. The overnight low, 11. Current reading, 36 degrees. Bob Coleman, KD Total News, brought to you by Security Bank.
People smile and tell me.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love. And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to dream with lovers on. Joy to my eyes and tell me
That's Ann Murray, and it started off and it sounded like Andy Williams because we had a wrong speed on there. It's a pretty tune. That's why we stopped everything and started it over. It's called Annie's Song, Annie Murray. Good morning, Coleman Show. From right now till 2, and it's Thursday. It's George Washington's birthday, the 22nd of February. A good morning to you. Hope you have a good day, everybody. Glad to have you here. We'll have more music in about 2 minutes. We have our program called Real Estate Guidelines. And that's brought to you, of course, by Bachman Realty right after this word.
A hen turkey breast will make a delicious meal. And Safeway has them at plus special savings. USDA inspected grade A Blue Ribbon brand full turkey breasts. All delicious white meat. Plus special, 98 cents a pound. At Safeway, where you get discount with a difference.
Shop Safeway in Casper, Douglas, and in Lusk.
Bachman Realty presents Real Estate Guidelines. Today's program in just a moment. Bachman Realty, the home of the searchers, now located in the Hilltop Shopping Center. Bachman Realty, your complete realty company. Whether you want to buy, sell, or lease, all realty problems will be handled efficiently and professionally by the qualified staff at Bachman Realty. Bachman Realty is a member of the Multilist Exchange, enabling them to better serve you. Call Bachman Realty, 237-3743, or stop by their beautiful new office in the Hilltop Shopping Center. Brad Bachman and staff, Casper's most progressive real estate firm. Bachman Realty, the home of the searchers.
Real Estate Guidelines. When a home is for sale, it sometimes isn't easy for the owner to hold his silence. Take this instance. A representative from the real estate firm was showing up a...